recorder.
Today is February 27, 2020. My name is Charles Turner. I'm working on my capstone program for Georgia State Heritage Preservation Program. Tonight, I am going to interview Ms. Pinky Tyson of Phillip Towers and Ms. Margaret
Sterling.
Ms. Margaret Sterling, also of Phillip Towers, both who were raised in the Scottsdale area of DeKalb County, and they will be helping me on my oral interview part of my capstone program. Ladies, I wish for you to introduce yourself, each one of them, anytime you get ready.
I'm Margaret Sterling.
Tell me about yourself. I mean, this is, now you gotta go.
I'm born and raised in Scottsdale. I attended Hamilton High School up until, I think, 1968. Afterwards, I attended Druid Hills High School, which I graduated 1972. I attended school for nursing assistant. I've worked in various hospitals and nursing homes. I later attended Gupton Jones College.
What is that?
Gupton Jones.
Is that here?
Mortuary College.
Okay, that here in Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's in Decatur, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Where I received my associate degree.
Okay.
In mortuary science. I have two adult children. I have a daughter and son, and I have one granddaughter.
Okay, were they raised in Scottsdale?
Yes, they were. I had to think about that. Yes, they were raised. My son is Marcus, and my daughter is Lakeisha. I have one granddaughter. She was raised in Scottsdale, too, for a short period of time. She was actually born at DeKalb General, DeKalb Medical.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was Scottsdale raising children back then?
Back when I was coming, I can only speak for myself. Myself, I didn't get to do a lot of things what other kids did, because my parents were very strict, and I didn't get to go to football games and parties and stuff like that. So I really didn't really start venturing out until I got in high school, maybe 10th, 11th grade, I started working, making my own money. You know, that way I could, buy my own clothes.
Couldn't nobody tell you nothing then.
Thought she was grown.
Yeah, what is that? Think you're grown now. What was that word they used to call back then? It wasn't sassy, but it was something there.
Mannish.
Now, that was for boys, but girls.
Was a girl or mannish?
Yeah. So how was your parent? What was some of the main place? You jump in too, Ms. Pinky, that was prominent here, like the churches and the schools. Did you ever hear of Avondale Colored School?
That's what they used to call it.
Hamilton, tell me about it, if you can remember anything.
I remember some of the teachers that used to teach there. Let's see, we had
Mr. Gaines.
Mr. Hatton was the principal. You had Mr. Gaines, Mr. Blow, Mr. Bridges.
Did they live in the community or they lived outside of the community?
I
They lived outside of the community.
Okay, so they came here to teach.
Yeah.
Go ahead. And Miss Pinky?
Yeah.
You keep sitting over there.
My name is Pinky Tyson. And like Margaret, I was born in Scottsdale, but it was in a different section than what Margaret lived in. Like we said, there was a section like Eskimo Height, he called
right.
it. The section that we lived in was like Roslyn Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same community, but just like everywhere else, you know, the people are different. They have their own families and stuff like that. And on Roslyn Hill, there I had a very large family, which was the Bixby.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the McMullen.
Okay.
And my grandfather was the kind of fella that was, I guess you would call him not the mayor of the street, you know, but he was always involved in something.
He was the person you went to,
yeah,
one of.
Yeah, he was Olin Bigby. And I remember there was 9 children from that family, and it was mostly boys, and how some of the things that happened that sticks in my mind about how they, at that particular time, how they used to drink and fight and stuff like that, you know.
Was your dad a bootlegger?
No, he was not, but it was one in the community that they call Mr. Hot Rock.
Mr. Hot Rock?
Hot Rock. Do you remember
you knew
Mr. Hot Rock?
What did you remember, Miss Mark?
Well, I remember her family. I remember Miss Sally.
That who was Miss Sally?
Mother.
Okay.
Her mom.
Yeah.
I remember Ernest Flemister.
And my brother.
That had the little store.
Yeah.
Used to go to the store. I remember that.
After they had retired, and my brother, he had left Scottsdale and moved to New York, and while he was up there, he got injured, and he was like paralyzed from the
neck.
Wait, yeah, not from the neck, because he was able to use
okay.
his arms and stuff. I'd say, you know, like from the chest down.
Okay.
But they opened up this little store.
Right here in Scottsdale.
Right there in Scottsdale, over there where our church was.
Okay.
That was on Cedar Street then.
Is Cedar Street still here?
Cedar Street, they.
Okay.
Do they still call it Cedar Street?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if you go through Scottsdale now, it's just so many houses they have
gotten rid of or built.
Yeah. It's Scottsdale is beginning to look is like coming through Avondale because you got these houses.
Big
houses everywhere. Everywhere what used to be a vacant lot is a house. I mean, it's just.
Was Scottsdale like farmland at one time?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was because I remember that my grandparents, them, Olin and Pinky, that was my grandmother's name.
That's who you named
after. I was named after her. They had this big garden, you know.
Okay.
It wasn't like a tractor or a mule or horse or anything that they had these boys, you know, that they would dig. We had a big garden. And it would feed
too.
Our family, you know, and the neighbors back then.
That was the way
you know,
we lived a lot.
Yeah. Back then, you know, you shared what you grew.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And he used to grow pigs, you know.
And when did they kill him? During the fall?
Oh, yeah. Kill him pig time. That was a community thing, you know. They used to dig the hole and put this big old bathtub in it, you know, make the fire under it, you know. So they could take the hair off that
pig.
We
had an old wooden stove that my mom used to cook on. And
in the kitchen in the room.
My dad had a big garden, and he had some of the most beautiful flowers.
Oh,
he could grow any.
You ever notice that a lot of African-American men back in those days were hard, but they always had a garden. Mm.
That's true.
They always had a garden, and a lot of times that's where they would go to keep from killing somebody, to go work in those gardens.
Well, now, like her dad and my dad, they was like deacons mm-hmm. of the church.
Okay, which
and
church?
That church was Chapel First.
Okay.
Chapel First Baptist.
Is it still here?
Oh, yeah, it's okay. Still over there. Yeah, it's across from Hamilton High mm-hmm. School.
That's on Glendale, right?
Yeah, is mm-hmm. that?
It's on Chapel Street.
Chapel Street, mm-hmm. okay.
And Glendale, mm-hmm. it runs into mm-hmm. Glendale, yeah. Chapel Street, yeah. But that was Chapel First, and then, what was Willie Adams church name?
You got St. Stephen.
St. Stephen, which is still Stephen there. All these little churches, they were small.
Traveler's Rest.
Traveler's mm, Rest,
Traveler's
yeah.
Rest, yeah. Norman Grove. It used to be Bethlehem, but they're not there anymore.
I was reading that there was a lot of churches in Scottsdale. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not many clubs, but a lot of churches.
Yeah, a lot of churches, and a lot of them now, all the, like, I say most of the members from my parents, them, their children have moved off. Mm-hmm. Like, Traveler Rest, they branched out into
Newburgh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then a lot of them didn't go to Newburgh, you know, because there was a raft there in the church. I don't know why, you know, this happened, but they get a preacher to come in, and the preacher, some of his members get upset with him, mm-hmm. so they leave, and they start another church, yeah. you know.
He take a group with him.
Yeah, he take a group with him, yeah. So, but Traveler Rest, like you said, they went to Newbury. Mm-hmm. And eventually, down through the years, you know, it just got where they didn't have enough people to maintain mm-hmm. that church. And then the government moved in that area over there where Traveler Rest is. Mm-hmm.
That
was Toby Grant.
Yeah. Okay, that's where Toby Grant
mm-hmm. was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So all of that Scottsdale, too.
All that is Scottsdale.
Okay.
Yeah. The government moved in, and it's like sold about the land. Really,
okay.
You know, so that put in these houses that you call government houses and
projects.
Stuff.
Projects.
Yeah.
The projects and stuff.
Projects.
Yeah, that was like. Was that around 1960 or something?
Around about then. They
because that's when they started doing a lot of urban renewal all over Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that moved a lot of people on out of Scottsdale, mm-hmm. too, because by them opening, building them their project, that meant people's coming from other
parts of town.
Yeah. Other counties.
I was thinking about something the other day. They started moving a lot of people in Decatur out of the projects down there in downtown Decatur around about 1950s, 60s, about the same
about
time.
1960. Yeah.
Yeah. And we used to live right there in Decatur. Mm-hmm. We lived right there on Southbrook Court. Matter mm-hmm. of fact, I went to Beacon for a couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
And, I'm thinking now, that might have been why my dad and them moved to Edgewood.
Could have been.
Because everybody was moving.
They moved out and built, they call themselves relocating them in other places.
That's a big word they use to get rid of folks.
Yeah, that's a big word, yeah. And the next thing you know, they've got these government
houses,
projects again, you know.
Are so they taking those down now?
What they've got in Decatur now?
No, and Toby Grant.
Oh,
what are they doing?
They got like a senior place like this.
Okay.
I don't know how many floors they have on it, but and they also built like multi-unit mm-hmm. places, you know, where they be a single, but it be two or three together.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
What
like
you call that?
Multi-use, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like
family.
Okay.
Yeah, I say that like multi-family, where it's you got a house.
Is it seniors or any?
Anybody.
Okay, so that's like multi-family.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but they got a place for seniors.
Okay.
Where Toby Grant lived over in that area, she had this great big fabulous house. Her son had a house, big house across the street, you know. All that area over there was for Toby Grant, mm-hmm. you know. She was like a fortune teller.
Yeah, I heard that.
And also her mother was one, too.
Now, I didn't know anything about her mother.
I was reading something.
Yeah.
So tell me what you know about her.
Well, I know that Toby Grant was a rich, we used to consider her a rich lady. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know? Lady that you could go to with problems, you know. She was like a fortune teller, alone, you know, helping people out and stuff like that. Yeah.
Don't be sitting on that laugh.
Is that the way you remember her, Margaret?
She had that stuff growing in the window in the kitchen and stuff. Okay, so you know something about it, don't you, Miss Margaret?
Well, mainly I just, you know, what I hear.
Tell me what you heard.
You know, because my dad, you know, he was real familiar with her. But, you know.
What did your dad used to say?
Didn't get involved in the
right, but we heard a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we heard a lot of stuff.
So we could talk. So y'all tell me what they say.
They kind of, you know, call us, you don't meddle in grown folks' business.
What's that
know?
They said? Children should be seen and not heard.
Yeah. And I can't speak for Margaret's parents, but mine was like, you know, you go certain places in Scottsdale and certain places you didn't go.
Yeah. Right.
And the certain places that you didn't go was like on Cedar Street, on down, there was a little place that they had a little juke joint. Mm-hmm.
Juke joint?
Yeah, juke joint. Yeah, so we wasn't allowed, even when we got to be teenagers, we wasn't allowed to go there. Because back then, you know, if your parents sold you something, that's what you did. It wasn't a question of whether you were going to slip and do it. Of course, sometimes we always did, you know.
You just prayed you didn't get caught.
You always get caught because somebody always sees you.
Oh, they would always see you. Back then, if they tell your parents they saw you someplace, it wasn't a this him, but were you there? They didn't question. I mean, you know, if somebody said
told
you did it,
you did
it. It wasn't no if, and, but about it.
How many people did y'all know that worked at the mill?
Oh, my father worked there until he got sick.
How did, and you know what I'm going for, what was the difference between black folks and white folks working at the mill that you know personally?
Personally?
Yeah.
Well, now,
tell me about it.
Okay. In that, where we lived at, the railroad track, we lived on one side of the track, and the white lived on the other side of the track. They had a Scottsdale Mill store where we used to go for the people, you know, that worked at the mill, and they had, like, you know, they could just get stuff on the book. You know, that's how they
you work for the company store.
Their children and fed their children, you know, by working at the mill. And my father worked there until he couldn't work anymore because of arthritis that had invaded his body. I mean, you know. So that's the only place that I can remember my dad ever working was Scottsdale Mill.
Wow.
My mom didn't work. She was a stay-at-home mom.
Okay.
Yeah. But daddy, he worked there until, I mean, you know, he couldn't work anymore.
Was he in a senior citizen at that time?
He was.
Yeah.
He was a senior citizen when he left Scottsdale.
Okay, so he's like retired from Scottsdale.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, he retired. But I knew of other, like Mr. Fred Dudley.
Mm-hmm.
That was a distant cousin of ours.
Okay.
And he worked at the mill, you know.
Okay.
His whole family, none of them live in Scottsdale now. On that street that we lived in, what we call Roslyn Hill,
okay.
It was more like family.
The whole family.
Yeah.
Okay.
More like family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we had a preacher, Reverend Britton.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his family lived on mm-hmm. that, but everybody was just such good friends. You know, it was still like family and all.
Right.
So it was.
So how do you see it different, Scottsdale and African American community today, as it was different when you were growing up?
The difference is, I suppose, is the how the peoples care for each other, and I guess you would say how they get along now. Back then, you know, we could go off and leave our door open. We wasn't worried about nobody coming
more,
in.
They were
more caring for each other.
You care for each other. You help each other. But now, it's like it's everybody for themselves.
Yeah, I don't visit Scottsdale that often now. Just I used to go to church there. But like some of the other people, you know, I moved on and I got married and I moved up in Atlanta.
Okay.
So I started going to church, you know, up here, but this not in Decatur, but Atlanta. But back then, you know, Sunday was a day of gathering for family.
Mm-hmm. Sunday dinner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember every Sunday we would go to my mother for dinner, even after we got married, you know. Now, my children was not raised in Scottsdale. They was raised up in Kirkwood because I had moved to
Kirkwood.
That's where
we used to live in Edgewood.
40, yeah, I lived for 40-something years there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
My daughter went to Corn for a minute.
My kids went to Corn for
okay.
a while. Yeah. But
you know Kirkwood House is now going for $600,000 to $700,000.
I know. I hate I sold mine. Yeah.
Now you know that my story, that what I'm trying to do is like the what you want to pass on. What you want people to remember about Scottsdale, because even though it's not the Scottsdale you grew up in, it was home.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. Because I was reading somewhere, they say when they closed Hamilton High, it was like they was closing a part of Black history at Scottsdale.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is, how do y'all feel about that? Tell me about that.
Well, me, myself,
how you felt about it?
I didn't like it because it's that's part of you, and it's like something being taken away. It's like you moving out of.
Bust you.
Yeah. You moving to a strange, going to a strange place, like you're going to a different. Now, I went to Druid Hill. Some people will.
And that wasn't all white.
I never understood. I would have thought that I would have ended up going to Avondale.
Okay.
But I went to Druid Hill. And I mean, they were just, I don't know how they
figured it all out.
Yeah.
Well, see, I had graduated.
Okay.
By the time they closed.
What year was that?
I graduated in 1962.
Okay.
And I graduated as the queen of the...
Gone girl.
Miss
Hamilton High, yeah.
Couldn't tell her nothing, could you?
No, shoot. And But so I, you know, I didn't have to be bused to another white school because okay. that's what they did, you know, for a while. When we was like going to the elementary school, mm-hmm. that was called
which one?
Huh?
Robert Shaw. Do y'all know anything about Robert Shaw?
Yeah, we both went to school there.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about the man. Who was Robert Shaw?
Well, now that I don't know. I don't know why.
I heard of him.
Yeah.
They say he was he black? Was he white?
I always thought of him being black.
Okay, really because they say he owned the land that he gave the land to them to build the school.
That's why it was named
after him. Right. Yeah. And then it was named Hamilton High after Maude Hamilton.
Well, Robert yeah. Shaw was the elementary school.
Right.
And Hamilton was the high school.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
That used to be Avondale School.
It used to be Avondale yeah. School, yeah. yeah. Then they named it Hamilton High, yeah. But I really don't know why or what Mr. Shaw was or why, you know, if he was black or white, I guess, you know.
And see, these are the things that was all a part of your life and stuff, yeah. but nobody knows anything about it.
Isn't that something that is so true? Because and when you brought this up, you know, I thought about it. I said, you know, like, I've lived down there until I was like 17, 18. That's when I got married, 18, and moved out. And in all that time, it was just my place to live.
It was home.
Yeah, you know, I didn't get into history of it even after I left. And the things that was going on down there, you know, I didn't get involved, mm-hmm. did you? Mm-hmm. No.
And you didn't ask no questions?
Didn't ask, that's the thing about it. I mean, you know, you accepted the way mm-hmm. it was. It was a black and white thing.
Yeah, that we knew.
Yeah.
Because that was the way of life.
That was the way of life. But the history of it and finding out who did this and why they did it, you know, why it was named this hill. I never did go into that, you know, and you have made me thought about it, you know.
And these were some of the leaders of the black community that they worked hard to put in that because they didn't have schools and stuff like that, really good schools, but somebody fought for it to get those over there.
That's true. Yeah, I was thinking about some of the other families, mm-hmm. you know, like Sam and the one that stayed over there by the church. I called Reverend Britton. They were the prominent family mm-hmm. there. He was the preacher there. And Effie Cooper them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Effie Cooper. They're the store. Cafe, the Effie or Essie? Right up there off of
Glenwood.
Yeah. My grandmama named Effie, that's why I like that name. And my grand aunt was named Essie.
Oh, yeah.
And you remember the, the Freemans?
Freeman, mm-hmm. yeah.
Miss Florrie Freeman had all those girls.
Yeah, and Jack Freeman, mm-hmm. yeah. All them that
the
lived
Harris.
In that area behind Hamilton High mm-hmm. School.
So did they have their own, so blacks had their own stores and stuff like that within the community?
Everybody went to Scottsdale Mill. Store.
Oh, okay.
Or else we went uptown to Kresge. I remember.
In Atlanta?
In Atlanta.
On Whitehall Street.
On Whitehall.
Next to Kessler's.
Yeah, Kessler, somewhere like that. I remember it was a treat for us to get in the car and go up to H.L. Green, mm-hmm. you know, shop in the basement, you know, and stuff like that. Yeah.
We might have seen each other.
Yeah. So, But it, I think about that's what happening to our black, young blacks now. They are not involved in getting history about what is going on now. We kind of get complacent and just they take things as they are, you know, and just not get involved. And that's what make it die and not live.
See, this is one of the things that we're trying to do as public history as a new discipline for school. And it's only really been in existence maybe 20, 30 years. And it's, to me, it's like telling the other part of the story. To me, it's beginning to give us the ability to tell our story. And don't worry about whether the university likes it or not, or anybody. This is what we did. Yeah, we didn't write it down, but my word is as good as your word.
Yeah.
And memory is a huge part of it.
Yes.
And see, y'all telling little stuff that it might be little right now, but if enough people talk and come together, you're telling a whole story. So this is why I ask, your voice is a quiet voice now because you don't talk about them. So I'm asking you now, wake up them voices for these next few minutes or whatever time y'all gonna talk to me.
Yeah,
tell me about it, you know? And another question I want to add, did your dad, when he was working in the mill, ever talk about the strike?
I never heard him say anything.
Do you know that there was a strike in 1934?
At the mill?
At the mill. They had, it was all over the country, and Scottsdale Mill was a big part of one of them.
Really?
Yep.
Did you know that, Margaret?
Yep.
Your dad, where did he work?
My dad didn't. Well, I remember my dad, he worked at the post office, but it was what they call
janitor.
Yeah.
Custodian.
Yeah.
Custodian.
He was what they call it? Little Five Point in down, that area.
Little Five Points or Five Points?
No, it's a little five.
Okay, so he drove out Moreland Avenue.
Yeah, it was Euclid Avenue.
Okay, I know exactly. So he worked on Euclid?
It was a post office station, the post office.
Right over there near Bass High School.
25 years, that's where he retired from. I remember he'd get up early in the morning and go to work, catch the bus and go to work.
Okay, that was down there near Deacon Burton. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I've heard that name.
Yeah, he used to have a chicken shop or chicken place over there.
I've heard that name.
That's Emmon Park.
Yeah.
Emmon Park.
Yeah, now I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I know that name sounds familiar.
I met him once. Yeah, he used to cook some chicken. I mean, that chicken was so good. I used to buy a piece in the morning between two pieces of the white bread, and I would crush it together to get all the juices out of it. And I would eat the bread in the morning and eat the chicken at lunch.
How about that? Oh, crush it together, huh?
Yeah.
That was that grease he was cooking it in.
And I tell you what, when you went in there, if you sit down for 20 minutes, you smelled like chicken grease all day long. But it was good, though.
Yeah, I remember they used to talk about he had the best chicken.
Oh. Yeah. And all the people, and I mean like half of downtown at the courthouse, used to come down there, and City Hall used to come eat chicken right there.
Oh, gracious.
Yep. And let's see, what else? Roslyn Hill. That's another thing. Why was it called Roslyn Hill?
I lived there, like I said, until I left at age 18, but... it was just Roslyn Hill.
We don't know, was it named after somebody? It could have been. Nobody knows. I don't.
Isn't that something me and Margaret, we grew up in Scottsdale. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
We
don't
lived
know.
There. Yeah. And
so what was the things that, to y'all, that was important when y'all was growing up? What was important to y'all?
that you talk about sometimes when you get together. When you get together and just say, Pinky, you remember me? And then you go off on the conversation. And Mark said, no, you didn't. Okay.
Oh, great.
Miss Emma and Rembrandt, they had the candy store.
That was over there by the church. They had.
And then Miss Dorothy, the Piggy house. She made them sandwiches.
Piggy and Split.
Now, that was also, was that Tom Steele or Bob Steele down there in Decatur?
Bob Steele.
Yeah, you used to make them splits over there behind. I was baptized and thankful, so I know.
Oh, okay.
Miss Dorothy, she made them fries.
We love them splits, didn't we?
County workers be coming up there. Oh.
But you know, that was a lot of, we didn't have buildings, stores, fronts like they have. Mm-hmm. But those were our businesses. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They made money.
They
made a lot of. And the candy lady, every black neighborhood got a candy lady.
That was Miss Jones on Robert Street.
Yeah, yeah.
And that Pinky Tyson at Phillip Tower, the candy lady.
That we had this candy lady, Miss Jones, that lived two houses up from us, and she had pears and grapes in our backyard, you know.
Wow.
And we used to go across the fence to get them, and we got more whooping
about them pears
and them grapes.
But they were so good, though.
Yeah, I'll never forget. Miss Joan was the first lady to get a television on our street, and she used to charge us 5 cents every Saturday morning. We would go watch the cartoon, and
she charged y'all to go watch TV.
Yeah, charged us 5 cents. Wow. Yeah, and then she had the store. We would buy them penny cookies, you know. Them.
Did she make the Kool-Aid sticks?
No, we would buy drinks, them now Top of Cola.
Top Cola.
Yeah.
10 cent. Yeah. They were the big ones.
Them big Top of Cola, yeah. And that scrap cake and all of that. You know, I was just thinking, you said, what you talk about when you get down. It's always we talked about family.
Right.
And so what the family was doing. And
the family was a huge part.
Tell
me about the family.
The family, like I was saying earlier, if I had a big family, the big bear.
Everybody knew everybody.
Everybody knew everybody. But like I said, my uncle them, they used to drink on the weekend and fight, I mean, you know, and stuff like
really?
That.
Did they do that?
Yes, they did. I mean, you know. But they never did hurt
you
each
know
other.
Horseshoe Bend. You know, you're going to be caught up in there.
I heard that name, Horseshoe Bend. Tell me about Horseshoe
Bend. Yeah, I forgot about Horseshoe
Bend. That was kind of rough area.
That's where the liquor was being sold.
Stay away from there.
The liquor houses over there.
Shooting up, they get drunk to get the shooting, get acting crazy.
A lot of times back in them days, they cut folk more than they shot folk. Because then too many people have guns.
No.
But they cut you in a minute.
They cut you in a minute, yeah.
Straight razors and hawk bills.
I guess me and Margaret, we like kind of, our shelter like in our family because like I said, our parents were
how many brothers
strict.
You had?
I had 3 brothers and I had 3 sisters. It was 7 of us.
Okay, how many brothers you had?
5 brothers.
Okay, see that was like when you went out there, man, you know that's my sister, don't you?
Yeah.
I gotta tell you anything here?
No.
You know that my sister.
That don't mess it up. Yes, sir.
And so that was basically how I would.
Yeah. Like I said, my older brother, Ernest, he left going to New York when I was about, I guess, I was like maybe 15, 15 or 16.
Did any of them go in the military?
I had my second brother. He went into the Army. And my baby brother, He was that, what you would call the black sheep of the family.
Okay.
Now, he was a story in himself. That was Jerry. He was a story in himself. Everybody in that neighborhood knew Jerry. Because Jerry was the kind of fella that he didn't care who you were. He just didn't care the way he talked, you know. And he liked to meddle with people, you know.
Always in somebody's business.
Oh, yeah. He got more whoopings, you know, and stuff like that.
But your mama loved him to death.
She did. She used to got him an apartment because my daddy said he couldn't live there. We used to call him retard, you know, but he wasn't retard. He was just,
he didn't care. What was the word? He wanted to live his own life.
He did. That's one thing. He did. I'll never forget when he died. And they had his funeral. These people that we didn't know, all was getting up, you know, saying words about him, saying things, not words, these were things.
And you said, who them folks?
How many people got up and said, I almost killed that man. Say he would come and get in front of my house and call my daughter out.
Oh, that's what he was. He was a playboy.
Yes, he called himself whatever he called himself. But it was, we had this preacher that come to us and he said, and I've been to plenty of funerals and I've officiated over plenty of them, but that was the finest funeral I ever been to. It was.
In other words, you sound like Jerry enjoyed his life.
Jerry was something else. Jerry was. But like you said, my mama loved him to death. I mean, you know, that roster, he would get a job and work a little bit. Mother made sure he had that rent for that apartment, though.
Yeah. He wasn't going to stay there.
Yeah. He come down to eat. Now, Daddy said he couldn't stay there. Yeah.
How did y'all deal with the police? Not the police, but the police.
Yeah. Well, for one thing, that the police in Scottsdale, my uncles them, they had a, I'm telling all the negative stuff, you know.
No, you're telling that history.
They came, like I said, they used to drink, you know, and stuff like that. And the police came there once, they was fighting, and them and the police got that fight, boy. It was a mess, I mean.
But
the police, they didn't come on our street that often.
It's I'm going to get this piece of paper.
Certain areas they wouldn't.
I got this piece of paper that it came out of the newspaper where this one cop was Big Spears or something. I'll bring it to you one day. And he was talking about how the police didn't come into Scottsdale. Mm-mm. Because they didn't know they didn't know nothing about Scottsdale. And the older folks was like, it was more black people in Scottsdale than there was whites on this side.
Yeah.
And he said that you just left it alone because they took care of their own business.
They did.
So you keep shaking your head, but tell me something.
I mean, I told you, I can only tell you what I remember or what I heard. But I just,
well,
I know,
Margaret,
I know.
This is the way you're remembering stuff.
I'm disagreeing, you know, but.
I want to hear some of your stories, too.
Well.
Because I know you got some good ones. You were running with Miss Pinky, y'all, and
well,
I know
that. That ain't what I'm saying.
We did. We went to church together.
Yeah, we went to church, but it's a lot of things. Like I said, I didn't do what other people, my parents didn't let me do. So.
Right, but you heard a lot of stuff.
You know, so.
Yeah, you heard a lot of stuff. I want
to
hear something.
At least we did go to football games, you know, and parties.
And
you know,
I didn't do any of that.
You didn't?
Mm-mm. My parents didn't let me do that.
My dad didn't let me do a lot of things.
And
I did.
Like I said, it was until I got older when I, you know, started.
And when you cut loose?
Well, So, I wasn't like a lot of people. I ain't gonna say that.
I'm just trying to get you riled up so you tell me.
I'm not gonna say it.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie on myself.
No, we don't want you to do that.
Yeah.
So you went to Hamilton High too?
Mm-hmm.
You graduated from Hamilton High?
Mm-mm. I graduated from Druid Hill.
Oh, that's right, because you went over there. My sister-in-law, she went, she's a lot younger than us, but she went to Avondale. She was a couple of the last ones to go to Avondale.
Mm-hmm.
My baby sister-in-law and my brother-in-law, they were the last one to go to Avondale when they closed it down and stuff. And because they came over there in about 73.
Uh-oh.
You left when?
I left Hamilton, I think it was like around 68 or 69, I think.
Oh, wow.
But you graduated what year?
I graduated in 72.
You're younger than I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's the baby of the bunch.
Yeah, she's the baby.
So I'm trying to figure out what else, you know, like y'all need to tell me some more stuff.
So, that's the thing about it. Me and Margaret don't know a whole lot.
But
I'm thinking I'm, you know, history wise, you know.
But I don't know what history. I want to know about the community. I want to know how you lived your life. I want to know what was important to y'all back in them days. These are the things that we don't talk about to our family. My nephews and things, them come to me now and say, Uncle Charles, who was this? Who was that? Like, you know, like, you was telling me about the Bixby. Okay, when was your daddy born?
My daddy was born in Scottsdale.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In Scottsdale.
Yeah, but the Bixby came from Conyers, Georgia.
And see, that was the thing with a lot of the folks from the mill. They came from somewhere else.
Yeah.
After the sharecropping and everything else like that, was he a sharecropper or some of his family sharecropping back in the day?
See, my dad was an only child, and his mom died when he was like 8 years old. So he was raised by his uncle and aunt, which was Harvey's. But they lived on that same street that we lived in. Do you remember Aunt Jesse Harvey?
Yeah, I
remember. Yeah, that's who raised my dad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he was a Flemister. That was his dad's name.
Okay.
His dad was, I don't know where, we used to call him Papa Sugar. Papa Sugar was born in Atlanta, and after his mom died, he got with other women, but he didn't never remarry nobody.
Right.
So he still lived in Atlanta, so we didn't get to see him a whole lot because he didn't have anything to do with raising my dad,
Okay, because the Harvey raised your dad.
Yeah, the Harvey raised him.
But and he came from Conyers?
Yeah, and Jesse them came from Conyers. Yeah.
Because when I was, you know, studying the mill, a lot of African Americans came from down to Madison, Conyers.
Yeah.
All of them came up I-20 East. Yeah.
Yeah, Lathonia and out, Conyers, Lathonia and out through that.
My dad was
Covington.
Was from Douglasville, and my mom from Carrollton.
Okay. Well, that's all way back up that way.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they weren't born. They came to Scottsdale,
a lot of them, that Douglasville, there used to be a mill up in that way somewhere too, and a lot of them during the 30s and during the Depression started coming to the mills because that's where a lot of them could get a job. Even though it wasn't the best job, it was a job. When your dad used to talk about, did he ever talk about how he felt about working at the mill?
No, I don't remember him ever really talking about how he really felt about it. I'm sure he did talk about it, you know, but like I said, we didn't sit around, you know, like, and
you better not be.
No. So I don't know. He had one thing about, I can say about my dad, well, he was the sort of person that everybody liked. And when he did retire from the mill and was at home most of the time, they used to call him the porch man because he would sit on the porch, you know, like from sun up to sun down, you know. And everybody would go by, you know, they'd stop and they would talk to him. Hey, how you doing? Good. They would all stop and talk to him, you know, and it was like a gathering place at my house where we lived, you know.
And he probably knew a lot of what was going on.
Yeah, he did. I'm sure he did. The neighbors, you know, and his friend would all come now, you know, and they sat out in the yard and sat on the porch. But we didn't hang around, you know. We had to be in the
show. A lot of times people like, what I hear your dad, the way you're describing your dad, is like, were the one that people talked to.
Yeah, he was.
And a lot of folks would come, you know, like, he kind of like was in everybody's business, but because they wanted him to be. Not because he was a busybody, but, you know, like, he had something to offer. Mm-hmm. And I've met a lot of black men like that, you know, like, kind of like you said, the mayor.
Yeah. Yeah. Hot Rock with the mayor, Scott.
I'll tell you who he needs to talk to. Who the prophet could tell him or give him a lot of information about Scott. Leanne Talbert.
Who is that?
Ann Talbert.
Ann?
Yeah. That's who he needs to talk
Ann
to.
Ann Talbert. Mm-hmm. Do I know her?
You know her. You know her. You can't replace her now, but if you see her, you'll know who I'm talking about.
See here?
She lives in Scottsdale. She stays in Scottsdale.
Any way you could get her to call me? Miss Pinky got my number.
I tell you what, her brother goes to my church. I get her number.
Then I can talk to him too.
And he knows about Scottsdale.
Yeah, because he knows a lot of stuff y'all don't know.
What's his name?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure because I don't know Ann.
You know Ann Talk. Well, you.
If you see her, I probably know Talbert.
Where
she lives?
Talk all the time.
Oh, in other words, I just need to get some good batteries.
She's a talker. Yeah. She'll talk to you.
Well, that's good, man. She I'm glad.
But no, don't knock it. Y'all have really given me some great stuff. But the thing of it is that I want to get a whole lot about Scottsdale. I only got about 2 or 3 more weeks to pull all of this stuff together. Yeah. And y'all have given me a start.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put it together and, okay, now, when I talk about silent voices, what do you think about?
I think when you say silent boy, it's the one that there but don't say nothing.
Thank you.
Yeah, that they just accept but never comment about it.
And it's that memory that's they quiet know. And we've lost it. Yeah. We're losing that memory. Yeah. Because when y'all leave, I leave this world, that memory is gone.
That's true. Well, you know, families don't get together.
Like they used to.
I know when my mom died, like I told you, we used to go to her house every Sunday for dinner. So after she died, everybody kind of just started, you know, different ways, you know.
Yeah. I told my sisters and brothers that. I said, when mama gone, I ain't going to be here like I used to.
No, it won't never be the same when mama gone. Never is the same.
Mama moved in.
She like the glue that holds that family together.
She moved into a high rise.
Yeah.
And she moved into the high rise, so she said, I can put y'all out because they ain't going to let you be here at 11 o'clock. Excuse me, Mama.
And then it's not the thing about it living in senior building and places like this.
It ain't
it's
home.
It's a limit. No, it's not. It's a limit as to how many can get in there, because the apartments are big enough for you, you know, and two or three more people, but it ain't big enough for your family to come.
Well, we could get in there, but I think Mommy had gotten to the point where she wanted some of her own time.
Yeah.
And she wanted us to leave. You shaking your head. You want me to come visit.
Yeah, but that's who you need to talk to. But if you talk, but she could give you a lot of information.
And Tauber.
Her brother named JT. They call him Elder Jackson.
Mahalia Jackson?
Elder. He's an Elder Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
In the Holiness Church?
No, he goes to the same church I go to. He goes to Baptist Church, Calvary Grove.
Okay.
So you'll probably see him Sunday at service.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get that, you can give him my number. You got both of my numbers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And he can call me and let me know if he want to talk.
I'm going to get her number and let her talk to you.
Cause they can meet over here again. We can all we can all do it here again if y'all would like.
That'd be fine.
Give them to turn this air off.
That's it. Yeah.
It ain't gonna turn no air.
It'll be cold up here all the time.
Miss Pierce used to say that. They would not turn that air off. Did you know Miss Pierce too? Lamorne Pierce?
Lamorne. Don't you remember Lamorne Pierce? Oh, no, because she hadn't been living. She wasn't living here when Miss Pierce was here.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she used to talk about this air conditioning.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see.
And my dad, he stayed up here.
Yeah.
Where?
He was on the ninth floor.
He's still here?
He's not here now, but he lived here.
Oh, wow.
Dead now.
Oh. You go on to that great cotton mill. Yes,
that's how I end up coming here, because when he moved here and he was sick and we would come to visit him, and I like, everybody was nice. And well, when I get
where you gotta find
something that age, I'm gonna move up here. So here I am. That's how I ended up.
Yeah. I'm still trying to build me a house.
Where?
Newton County.
In Newton County?
Yep.
Yeah.
Matter of fact.
In Newton County.
You
trying to get out of the city, huh?
City's killing me. traffic. You talking about Moreland Avenue?
Oh, my gracious.
That traffic over there is unreal.
This traffic over here on the street right out here, it's unreal.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, all right.
You building it yourself, or are you?
I was doing most of the work until I had a stroke.
Oh.
And I had a stroke, I couldn't work the way I used to. And my nephew, I got a nephew that loved me. I didn't know how much them children loved me.
Yeah.
They sent folk down there to help me
and
to build a roof and all of that stuff. Yeah.
Now that's really wonderful.
Yeah. They used to call me so big, say, you the meanest.
Yeah, get sick to find out your family love you, huh? How about that?
That's a
good time to find out.
You ain't that, especially when you need some money.
That's right. That's a good time to find out.
Okay, ladies, I'm getting ready to turn this thing off in a minute. Anything y'all want to tell me before I turn it off? Anything y'all want to reminisce about?
I'll say this. I wish that I had paid more attention to the history and the thing that was going on. So, you know, I could tell my children, even now, their history is basically nothing about, you know, they grew up in Kirkwood, and they knew, you know, we would go down to Scottsdale to visit my mom and dad.
Okay.
Yeah, but they don't have, I guess you might say, a foundation like we did when we was growing up, you know.
Right. We had the church.
Yeah, we had the church.
Yeah, we had the church and we had the school, because a lot of times the teachers and the preachers and everybody else were connected to the school, mm-hmm. the church,
right.
the playground. The whole community right. was connected.
It seemed like the history of the black is not as important as it, you know.
It's not important to us. But they making money off of black history now, and a lot of these different places. You get grants to tell about black history. And we don't know nothing about ourselves.
No, that's bad. That's what I'm feeling bad about, that I can't give you specific. I can't remember definitely history stuff about it. I can tell you about my family, how we react, you know, and some of the, we were church-going peoples, you know, that, and that's what our life consisted of, church and work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the church was the back, and when we were kids, the church was one of the most political parts of the community.
It was.
Because that's where you went to go see the preacher tell you who to vote for, who not to vote for.
Yeah, and it was so many of them in Scottsdale. I mean, you know, so it wasn't a bad place. It was not a bad place to live at all. In fact, you know, it was a very safe place back when we was growing up, because we could stay outside and play in the yard. We knew that if we did something wrong, the neighbor was going to see it and they was going to tell it. I mean, you know, it was like, you know, everybody watched out for each other.
Yeah.
You knew they if did. You did something you didn't have no business doing, somebody was going to tell your parent about it. Mm-hmm. And I grew up, you know, with the fear of my parents. I didn't want to disappoint them. I didn't want to be a bad child, you know, nothing like that.
Just didn't want to get caught.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, because somebody always knew your parents. Somebody always knew at least one of your parents.
They knowed each other. Yeah. And that was because of the church. Mm-hmm. That was because it wasn't, you just didn't go to your church. You go and you visit all the churches in that neighborhood. I mean, you know, so.
But yeah, it wasn't even that all the churches, too, but like you was talking about Horseshoe Bend. It was a whole bunch of folk down there that knew folks in your family.
That's
that
right.
If they saw you, ain't you such and so forth, yeah, child? What you doing down here?
That's it.
Yeah. Everybody knew somebody, that's and it. They knew if you supposed to be or not supposed to be.
That's so true. Hi.
How you doing? Yes. So let me see what we got on here.
I'm crying.